March 26th, we are in episode 65 of the Holy War. After Mr. Profane delivered the Diabolonian message to Diabolus in Hell's Dungeon, a discussion took place with opinions from Lucifer, Beelzebub, and Apollyon, all making Diabolus blow out his own malice. In other words, made him mad. He said, "My lords and powers of the cave, my true and trusty friends, I have with much impatience, as becomes me, given ear to your long and tedious orations. But my furious gorge and empty paunch so lusts to repossess my famous town of Mansoul that, whatever comes out, I can wait no longer to see the events of lingering projects. I must, and without further delay, seek by all means I can to fulfill my insatiable gulf with the soul and body of the town of Mansoul. Therefore, lend me your heads, your hearts, and your help now, for I am going to recover my town of Mansoul. Look to it, Mansoul." When the lords and princes of the pit saw the flaming desire that was in Diabolus to devour the miserable town of Mansoul, they ceased to raise any more objections, but agreed to lend him what strength they could. Though had Apollyon's advice been taken, they would have far more fearfully distressed the town of Mansoul. But I say, they were willing to lend him what strength they could, not knowing what need they might have of him, when they should engage for themselves as he. Therefore, they began to consider the next thing proposed, namely, what soldiers were there, and also how many with whom Diabolus must go against in the town of Mansoul to take it. After some debate, they concluded, according as in the letter the Diabolonians had suggested, that none were more fit for their expedition than an army of terrible doubters. They therefore concluded to send against Mansoul an army of sturdy doubters. The number thought fit to be employed in that service was between 20,000 and 30,000. So when the result of that great council of those high and mighty lords was that Diabolus should even now, out of hand, beat upon his drum for men in the land of doubting, a land that lies upon the confines of the place called Hellgate Hill, for men that might be employed by him against the miserable town Mansoul. They also concluded that these lords themselves should help him in the war, and that they would, to that end, head and manage his men. So they drew up a letter to send back to the Diabolonians, who lurked in Mansoul and would wait for the return of Mr. Profane to indicate to them into what method and forwardness they, at present, had put their scheme. The contents were as follows. From the dark and horrible dungeon of hell, Diabolus, with all the society of the princes of darkness, sends to our trusty ones in and about the walls of the town of Mansoul, now impatiently waiting for our most devilish answer to their venomous and most poisonous plan against the town of Mansoul. Our native ones, in whom from day to day we boast, and in whose actions we have greatly delighted ourselves all year long, we received your welcome and most highly esteemed letter at the hand of our trusty, greatly beloved, and the old gentleman, Mr. Profane. Do understand that when we broke it open and read its contents, to you, to your amazing memory, having been spoken, our yawning, hollow-bellied place, where we are, made so hideous a noise and yelling for joy that the mountain standing around about Hellgate Hill had like to have been shaken to pieces at its sound. We could also do no less than admire your faithfulness to us. With the greatness of that subtlety that now has showed itself to be in your minds to serve us against the town of Mansoul. For you have invented for us so excellent a method for our proceeding against the rebellious people, A more effective plan cannot be thought of by all the wits of hell. The proposals, therefore, which now at last you have sent us, since we saw them, we have done little else but highly approve and admired them. Nay, to encourage you in the profundity of your craft, we shall let you know that at a full assembly and conclave of our princes and principalities of this place, your project was discussed and tossed from one side of our cave to the other by their mightinesses. But a better, and as was by themselves judged, a more fit and proper way by all their wits could not be invented to surprise, take, and make our own the rebellious town of Mansoul. Therefore, in fine, all that was said, which varied from what you had in your letter proposed, fell of itself to the ground, and only your plan did Diabolus the prince stick by. Yes, his gaping gorge and yawning paunch was on fire to put your invention into execution. We therefore give you to understand that our stout, furious, and unmerciful Diabolus is raising, for your relief and the ruin of the rebellious town of Mansoul, more than 20,000 doubters to come against that people. They are all stout and sturdy men, and men who have been accustomed to war from of old, and that can therefore well endure the drum. I say he is doing this work of his with all the possible speed he can, for his heart and spirit is engaged in it. We desire, therefore, since you still stick to us and have given us both advice and encouragement thus far, you still will pursue our plan, nor shall you lose but will gain by it. Yes, we intend to make you the lords of Mansoul. One thing may not by any means be omitted, that is, those with us do desire that every one of you who are in Mansoul should still use all your power, cunning, and skill with delusive persuasions in order to draw the town of Mansoul into more sin and wickedness, even that sin which may be finished and bring forth death. For thus it is concluded with us that the more vile, sinful, and debauched the town of Mansoul is, the more backward will be their Emmanuel to come to their help, either by presence or other relief. Yes, the more sinful, the weaker, and so the more unable they will be to resist when we shall make our assault upon them to swallow them up. Yes, that may cause their mighty Shaddai himself to cast them out of his protection. Yes, and send his captains and soldiers home with his slings and rams, leaving them naked and bare, and then the town of Mansoul will all by itself open to us and fall as the fig into the mouth of the eater. Yes, surely with a great deal of ease we shall come upon her and overcome her. Take heed, Mansoul. As to the time of our coming upon Mansoul, as yet we have not fully resolved upon that, though at present some of us think as you, that a market day or a market day at night will certainly be the best. However, be ready, and when you hear our roaring drum outside, be as busy as you can to make the most horrible confusion within. So shall Mansoul certainly be distressed before and behind, and she will not know what recourse to take to find help. My Lord Lucifer, my Lord Beelzebub, my Lord Apollyon, my Lord Legion, with the rest, salute you, as does also my Lord Diabolus. And we wish both you, with all that you do, or shall possess, the very selfsame fruit and success for their doing, as we ourselves at present enjoy for ours. From our dreadful confines in the most fearful pit, we salute you, and so do those many legions here with us, wishing you may be as hellishly prosperous as we desire to be ourselves. by the letter carrier, Mr. Profane. Then Mr. Profane addressed himself for his return to Mansoul with his errand from the horrible pit to the Diabolonians that dwelt in that town. So he came up the stairs from the deep to be continued.
Dun, dun, dun.